From KQED in San Francisco, this is The Writer's Block.
I'm Jim Kleinman, Artistic Director of Playground. Founded in 1994, Playground is the Bay Area's leading incubator for new playwrights and plays. Reunion was written by Ken Rabin and was originally developed and premiered at the Best of Playground Festival in June 2004. The cast is Delia McDougall as Deb and Eric Fraser Hayes as Gillette. Jim Kleinman, director.
Just put your duffel bag down anywhere. We'll deal with it later. Relax. You're home now. I know it must be strange. Sit.
This is hard. Which isn't to say I don't appreciate it. A lot. I mean, I can imagine what you went through. I mean, I don't have to imagine it. They told me. You know, everyone down there thought you were nuts.
They don't understand. But we'll make people understand. Hey, we wrote for a long time, and you made the first move. Come on, sit down. Make yourself comfortable. You want some coffee or tea or something?
Jesus, I... You know how long it's been since someone even asked a question like that?
Your letters about being on the inside.
But you can't know it from words. Even all this space and sun, the air moving, it's making me a little jittery, to tell you the truth. It's an adjustment. First few hours out, or maybe seeing you again. I'll be okay by tomorrow, believe you me.
Agoraphobia. Could be.
What?
The fear of wide open spaces, because you've been cooped up so long. Didn't they let you out in the yard? Exercise?
Me? Hell no. Listen, mind if I smoke?
No. I mean, yes. Please don't. Not inside. Sorry, I can't stand the smell. It gets into the upholstery and everything. It makes me sick. Sorry.
That's fine. Really. I can go out on the terrace and shut the door. Or the balcony, or whatever you call it. It's nice you have that. It's a real nice place, Deb.
Thanks. That was the selling point of the apartment for me. They called it a veranda. Can you imagine that? A little hype, huh? I got a hibachi out there, and I'm growing... See those cactuses in the pots? I've got to water them in summer, even though they're... What? What's the word? I want to say vociferous, but that's not right.
Cacti are succulents.
Oh, right. Landscape guy. You think...
I was hoping maybe I could get back into that, yeah. Landscaping, get my hands dirty.
That would be...
Therapeutic.
Great for you.
I figured maybe I could get people to trust me with their bushes and trees at least.
Well, maybe they would. They should. Hey, I haven't made you that tea.
Could we maybe make that a beer instead? Got any? It's not like I'm not allowed.
God, of course you're allowed. Where are my manners? I'll join you. We'll toast your freedom. Hey, to a new beginning.
Can't argue with that. So look, Deb, I just want to know, I mean, about everything you wrote, the arrangements here, the rules. You'll have no trouble from me where that's concerned. You know that, right? I mean, just for the record, I'm a guest and a roomie only. A very grateful guest.
Gillette, we've been through this. There's a larger issue at stake here.
No, I know. I just need to say it, okay? Now it's been said.
Okay.
Nobody's having any trouble with me, despite what they think. Am I right? I just want to...
Could we not get into this? Gillette, not right now. Hey, we're celebrating, right? Look, for one day, nobody even knows you're here. Tomorrow, when you report to the Civic Center and register, the circus comes to town. All hell breaks loose over our heads. We're going to have irate citizens on the sidewalk out there with picket signs. Not in our town. People pontificating on the news about how men like you are satanic, should never be let out of jail, ever.
People are hideous. Well, look who's talking. Besides, you know you'll take the brunt of it, more than me. When the people in this town find out I'm staying with you, hell, they may kick me out, but you'll have to live here. Live with it.
There's been a lot of blood under the bridge in this town for me. But one has to make a personal decision, right? To either look toward the future or dwell in the past.
I guess you do.
So we'll just hold up in here for a few days. Plenty of food in the fridge. Hey, I'll throw rocks if they come too close. And you'll yell down at them, "Remember the Alamo!" I figure some other front page story will capture their attention soon enough and they'll go away.
Didn't they get slaughtered at the Alamo? Are you sure you really want to do this?
Yes, I want to do this. What I said, I believe. You have as much right now to live wherever you want as anyone.
As long as I register.
You did your time. You paid your dues many times over. You got, what, I want to say reconditioned.
Rehabilitated.
Right. And it's clear from your letters you're a changed man.
I'm on a leash, for God's sake.
You're on a leash. You've been, I'm sorry.
Neutered?
Leashed, neutered, sent to obedience school like an animal.
You're angry.
Damn straight.
For me, not at me.
You want a cigarette, I can tell.
They were going to put me in a trailer on the prison grounds.
I know.
That was going to be my freedom after all these years.
I know.
Five towns kicked me out.
You raped four women in 3 months, Gillette.
15 years ago. I'm a different man now. I paid for it. I own what I did. I take responsibility. But I can't walk into a convenience store without being told to get out. I can't go do my laundry.
We can do your laundry here. There are machines downstairs. I keep quarters.
I wear a thing locked to my ankle that tells a satellite where I am on this earth at every moment. And that's okay. It's okay. But people should just let me get on with it. You know?
They will. They'll see you're safe.
Because I needed help, and I got it.
I know that.
You do.
Gillette, there's something I never asked you in any of those letters.
I knew there was something. Look, you've written to me about how your life, about the damage. But what I'm seeing, I think all this writing we've done, it's not enough. Look at us. We're both. There's still this silence about it.
It's, no, see, I just couldn't decide if I wanted the answer or not. I don't need.
What? What if you do? What if maybe I need? In order to live here? Like paying rent?
Need what? Look, I'm not your priest. You apologized to me. You wrote me this amazing letter all those years ago, and I thought, who is this man? So I wrote back, and that began something between us through letters. You apologized. I forgave you, okay? But confessions face to face, giving you mine. You want me to tell you what you did to me, so what? You can feel better?
So I can be better.
I think you are better.
Okay, maybe so I can know you better. Why do you want to be in the same room with me now after all this time? You talk about this noble stand you're taking, and I want to believe you, but I just don't buy it. Here you are talking about forgiveness, but you're still wondering why I picked you that night on that street 15 years ago. That's the question you won't ask. Was it some way you were, some way you looked? Did you look good to me? Had I seen you before? Was I following you? Could you have done something different? Not wear a scarf or a particular skirt? Put your hair up instead of have it down? You're still back there. And you're trying to prove some point about what exactly? About
my unshakable belief in human beings, yes. That they can change. Not all of them, but some. You. And that although there's evil in the world, it's not in this room. Okay, you want damages? I haven't had a successful long-term relationship with a man in my life. Ever. Is that because you raped me? Maybe. I take anxiety meds. Hey, I have a lot of anxiety in my life. Who doesn't, right? The smoking. Cigarettes make me, it's real bad. If I'm anywhere near the smell, my whole body convulses. I have to throw up. It's because you were smoking that night. I smell cigarettes, and it's, shit, I'm right back there. God. God.
What is it?
My hair. It was up that night. It was goddamn up. You made me take it down. Pull the pin out, you said. Let it fall down around your shoulders. You said shake it out. I forgot about that. I forgot. Let it fall, you said, and I pulled the pin out. Shake it. For years, my heart pounding when I walked alone at night. Didn't matter what neighborhood. Still, always lock myself in the car when I drive. My keys ready in my fist when I get to the front door. And always make sure, leave the lights on if I'm going to be home late. I had this little nightlight burning in my hall for years. I can't get close to any man. It starts looking good. I bolt away as far and as fast as I can. I couldn't put on a pretty dress, a nice dress, if I had to for work or for a function or for anything. Wearing a dress, looking like a woman, was torture. I felt naked. I either eat too much and gain weight or exercise too much and then hurt myself really bad, pull a muscle or tear something. God, everything is torn, broken. I am so sure nothing will ever change for me. God damn you! Why did you do this to me? Why did I let you into my home? Gillette, you fucking broke me.
Deb.
Don't you dare! Oh, Jesus. I belong out there with the angry mob.
I'm gonna go.
Go where? Where are you gonna go?
I...
No! You stay here! You stay here. I have to fix this.
It's no use. My sins are unforgivable.
No! I don't know. But you stay now. Sit.
To subscribe to The Writer's Block and hear more stories, kindly visit www.kqed.org/writersblock.
The Writer's Block is produced by KQED.